The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of the major concerns we see expressed throughout the Bible, and especially in the Gospel of Luke and in the letters of St. Paul, has to do with the danger of money, which can easily become a false god, especially in a free market economy like our own and like that of first century Roman Empire. In our first reading today, St. Paul writes, "Those who want to be rich are falling into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction." And then to emphasize this warning and to make it as broad as possible, St. Paul adds, "For the love of money is the root of all evils, and some people in their desire for it have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains." But isn't it true that money is necessary as a vehicle of exchange in any developed economy? Bartering is very inefficient. So is money to be considered a necessary evil? No, Paul doesn't say it's an evil at all. He says that the love of money is the root of all evils. Money itself can be used for good or ill. It's kind of like fire. We need it to cook our food and to keep warm. But if misused, fire can kill you. In a similar way, money, if misused, can kill your soul. Which is why Paul warns us that money poses a real danger in our relationship with God and each other. There's only one way to avoid that danger: to recognize that it all belongs to God and that we must be faithful stewards of all that God has entrusted to us. That means using money the way God wants us to use money, fulfilling our God-given responsibilities to our families and to our church and to our community and to our world. And we see this in today's gospel, where Luke says that the women who accompanied Jesus and his apostles provided for them out of their resources. In our first reading, after warning us about the spiritual peril posed by the disordered pursuit of money, St. Paul goes on to describe what we should pursue instead. He says, "Righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, gentleness." We do have to work to earn a living, and we do have to work to meet our obligations. But there's a seldom pursued way to do that that is worthy of a Christian, and a much more commonly pursued way to do that that is not worthy of a Christian. Therein also lies an unexpected benefit you receive from your commitment to the Lord as a member of the Sarah Club. You gather regularly to pray for vocations, and like the women in today's gospel, you provide for them generously out of your resources. And isn't it true that your personal and financial commitment to serve the Lord in this way has the added benefit of helping you keep your priorities right in other areas of life? Once it really sinks in that we don't really own anything, that it all really belongs to God, And that, by that I mean everything, not just our possessions, but also our health and our job and our children and our reputation. It's all in God's hands. We just have the use of these things temporarily, and will one day be required to give an accounting for our stewardship of all that God has entrusted to us. Your participation in the Sarah Club should, among other things, help you remember to keep the role of money in your life in proper perspective, helping you to use it as God wants you to use it, reminding us that while we do have to earn a living, we must heed Paul's warning never to allow the pursuit of money to kill our souls, plunging us and our loved ones into ruin and destruction. He reminds us there are far more important things to pursue, including righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness.